Now, I have a real world question for those of you women in the audience. Just something I'd like to know. How many of you, in the secrecy and privacy of your own dreams and hopes, would love to be hired as eye candy? All right, let me clarify this eye candy business. I can't believe that, and I'm probably going to get into a lot of trouble here, but there's a story: six women have sued a German bank because they've been hired for eye candy. They were hired as eye candy, which means they were hired for their looks. Maybe that's the stumbling block. Maybe I have to think women know that term. So they got hired for their looks, and this offended them, and so they're filing discrimination suits, $1.4 billion discrimination suit, which all I know, I mean, I know some women who would love to be flattered, to be complimented, to be hired as eye candy. So I ask the question: how many of you women in the audience, in the deepest, dark secrets of your dreams and desires, would be flattered to be hired as eye candy? I'm not talking about, I don't know how many of you want to be sexually harassed, or, and it's not what I was asking. But I mean, if somebody wants to hire you to look good for whoever's the first to walk in the door every day, why not? If that's your asset. Well, that offends me. I would not, it's irrelevant the way I look. Oh, really? Why do you spend so much time on it then? Well, it's not dress. That's the way the world is. Stuff matters. But yeah, I just happen to think there are probably a lot of women out there that wouldn't be offended by it. Now, I'm not talking about being chased around a desk, but probably some women wouldn't be bothered by that either. Suzanne in Green Bay, you're next on the EIB Network. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rush.
Hi.
I'm not offended by your comment at all.
Good, good. Yeah, woman of the 90s.
Yes. I've been doing promotions for 10 years, and it's a great part-time position.
Wait, 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 wait. You have been doing promotions?
Yes, for companies that are promoting either liquor or MasterCard or Visas, hair products.
Oh, you arrange promotional ideas for these people?
No, I actually work with the customers. So I go out into bars and I let people sample the product.
You let people sample the product. So you are the eye candy.
I am the eye candy.
You are the eye candy, and you let people sample the product. How much you get paid for this? Now, I don't mean dollars, but I mean, is it enough for you to live part-time, or do you do something else?
I'm also a stay-at-home mom.
Well, you're a stay-at-home mom, but you're also eye candy, so you're an eye candy stay-at-home mom.
Exactly.
And you do these part-time promotions.
Yep.
And so I gather the money is not the main thing to you. You just like being eye candy.
Yeah. That's true, I do.
Well, see, this proves my point. But let me ask, when you're eye candy and you're giving away shampoo, it means you're eye candy to women. How did you get into this gig? How did you find a job where you can be eye candy?
Well, I started in college, and basically...
Your eye candy career started in college?
Yes. I started with a modeling company, and then after that, I found jobs in the newspaper.
Eye candy in newspapers?
Yep. You know, just in the Help Wanted ads, they were looking for people that could be outgoing and fun in a bar atmosphere.
Well, it sounds like, well, I love talking to people who love their jobs. I love people enthusiastic about being in their jobs, and especially people like you who are enthusiastic about being eye candy and don't feel a need to apologize for it or to feel guilty. I can tell you know, the Democrats could use a whole lot of people like you. They have a deficiency in that area.